Good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music, brought to you by Charlie Bernhout. And I'm Charlie, your host for the next 2 hours. And for those of you who may be tuning in for the first time, the first hour is a mixture of everything but Chazonis. It's a little Yiddish, a little Hasidic, Israeli, boys choirs, whatever. And the second hour is 1 hour dedicated to Chazonis, cantorial music. Now, one of the delightful things about doing this program via the internet is there are no commercials. So we go straight through, not too much talking. I do try to keep it down to a minimum. Once in a while I get carried away, but you'll allow those few moments, won't you? Well, were you at the Israel Day Parade yesterday? It was such a pleasure to see all the young people. And the concert, I felt very old at the concert. All I saw were very, 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 very young people. Oh, well, that's what happens, I guess. I'm not complaining. Okay, you know you can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. That's CB for Charlie Bernhout, cbjmusic@aol.com. I welcome your comments, requests, criticisms. Yeah, I take criticism. Got to. First of all, if you're Jewish, and if you're in this business in particular, everybody's a maven. For those of you who are curious about the album that was playing from 8:30 on, in the background right now, that's Gordon Jenkins' Soul of a People, a wonderful, wonderful album from a few years back. And I guess this is a heads up. I usually start playing music at 8:30, 8:45 to make sure that everything is operating. So if you happen to log on a little before 9 o'clock, you can listen to this Jewish music to get you in the mood. Okay, let's get right to the first hour mixture. This first selection will be Shmuel Brazil. Shmuel Brazil from a tape, Mima'amikim, 1989, Ashreinu. Thank you.
Yoseinu, Umanoim Egoid Oleinu, Umayofo Yirushoseinu.
I really enjoy that music. I hope that you did also. That was from a tape, Mi Ma Amikim, and that was Shmuel Brazil. Just a little bit of background. You know, I have about 15,000 or more albums in my collection of Jewish music. The breakout generally is about 10,000 discs or 33 RPMs, about 2,000 CDs and about 3,000 tapes, somewhere around there. But those of you who know that I started in this hobby of mine of Jewish music, of presenting it over WFMU in 1977. Of course, that was a period when there were no CDs. And most of the music that I grew to love came out on records. That's 33 and a third RPM, and tapes. And quite frankly, a lot of the music that comes out on CDs is not quite to my taste, other than Chazanis. I'm talking about non-Chazanis music right now. So what I do is I transfer for each show all of my selections that I selected for this evening. I transfer from the record or the tape onto a CD so that it's much easier for me to handle the controls. I'm running the controls here in my apartment, and it would be crazy for me to go from a tape to a CD to a 33 RPM and have to worry about whether the record's going to skip or whether the tape is going to break, whatever. And actually, most of the music that I've played over the last 11 weeks and that I will be playing in the future come from records and tapes. That's just the way it is. That's my my inclination, my taste, if you will. That just sort of explains the process. One of my favorite groups from the 80s, I guess it was the late 70s, it really began in the 80s, was Safam. Let's hear a 1983 recording of Tzur Yisrael. This is Safam.
Israel, Kuma, Bi Ezrak Israel, Ufdei, Chinu Mecha.
okay, that was Safam with Tzur Yisrael. I hope you enjoyed that. A little different if you're not familiar with Safam. Well, let's go back to Shlomo Carlbach's first album, HaNeshama Loch. Came out in 1959, 50 years ago. And we'll hear his early version of Uvne Oso. Rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting building, and speedily set up therein the throne of David, thy servant. Early Carlbach coming up. Carlbach, that's the first album, HaNeshama Loch, from 1959. Well, you're familiar with the name Werdiger. Of course, you know the famous cantor David Werdiger, and he has several sons involved with Jewish music. Of course, Mordechai, the son of David, that's Mordechai ben David. You're familiar with Mordechai. And of course, you're familiar with Mendy. Mendy Werdiger owns Mostly Music. And quite frankly, he's the reason that I'm on the air, and I have my gratitude to Mendy for helping me and for allowing me to be part of his system. We'll tell you more about that in the future. Probably should have an interview with Mendy in the near future. I think that's that would be a good idea. Anyway, many of you are familiar with the fact that Mendy, in his own right, has a very, very fine voice. And we'll go back to an album, Chaverim, from 1990. Let's hear Mendy Werdiger, brother to Mordechai ben David, or Mordechai Werdiger, and son of David Werdiger. We're going to hear from David Werdiger in the forthcoming weeks. And of course, those of you who have been listening to this program know that I play a lot of Mordechai. He's certainly one of my favorites, together with Avram Fried and Bensi and Shanker and Kaulbach and a few others. I think you're catching on to my favorites. Okay, this is Ani Ma'amin. Mendy Werdiger. Have you noticed that the music is very joyous? I'm just sitting here listening to it. And I have to tell you, I'm so happy to be back because this has forced me to go back into my collection and pull out the records and the tapes. And I have an old car that has a tape player. And I don't mind getting stuck in traffic because I always have 10 or 20 tapes that I'm listening to at all times in my car, deciding whether I will play it or whether it's worth something that I want to play. It's bringing back great memories. So anyway, I'm really enjoying this. Well, I have quite a few albums of Rebbe Nachman Breslover music. And we're going to hear from a tape, Rebbe Nachman's Songs. And here, this particular nigun is Boch Rabbeinu Nagila V'Nismacho Boch. In you we rejoice, our Rebbe. The Chassidei Breslov brought this nigun, words and music, to the land of Israel in the late 40s. And it's evolved into a kind of theme song for Breslov among the numerous Balei Tshuva. This is a 1988 recording, and I dedicate this to Rachel and Boruch, if you're listening. If you're not, you're going to listen to a CD of this. Anyway, I know that you're there with me in spirit anyway. Okay, this is Boruch Rabbeinu, and this is... a little different if you're not familiar with Hasidic music. Okay. Boch Rabbeinu Nismecho, Boch Rabbeinu Nogilo V'Nismecho, Boch. Boch Rabbeinu Nogilo, Boch Rabbeinu Nismecho, Boch Rabbeinu Nogilo V'Nismecho, Boch. Boch Rabbeinu Nagila 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 V'Nismecho Boch Boch Rabbeinu Nagila 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 V'Nismecho Boch Boch Rabbeinu Nagila Boch Rabbeinu Nismecho Boch Rabbeinu Nagila V'Nismecho Boch Boch Rabbeinu Nagila Boch Rabbeinu Nismecho Boch Rabbeinu Nagila V'Nismecho Boch Wow. I hope you enjoyed that. That's certainly a little different. Boch Rabbeinu from the Breslovers. Now, you know, there's always sort of a conflict, a borderline between whether a cantor who's singing non-chazonis, should I play that during the cantorial section or should I play it during the mixed section? And quite frankly, I don't have a set approach to it. I it's just the way it falls, I guess. But before I get on to these next two cantors, well, of course, they were always controversial because they both sang at the Metropolitan Opera. You know who that would be, Jan Pierce and Richard Tucker. We'll be hearing them in a minute. But for those of you in the first hour who may not be cantorial buffs, but I have found that chazanis is something that can be an acquired taste because, you know, I didn't discover chazanis until the age of 41. 1977, something like that. And I encourage you, if you haven't been to a cantorial concert, that you consider coming June 9th, that's Tuesday, June 9th, to Congregation Beth Shalom in Lawrence, New York. And it will feature four wonderful chazanim, Yitzchak Meir Helfgott, who is a cantor at the Park East Synagogue, Chaim Adler, who recently was appointed as the cantor at the Jerusalem Great Synagogue, cantor Joel Kaplan, who is the chazan at the congregation, and cantor Ariel Bechor, who is the chazan sheni. They'll be accompanied by cantor Danny Goldar, the world's greatest accompanist, that's what I say, and the Jesse Aronson Beth Shalom Choir, conducted by cantor Eric Freeman. And tickets are still available. You can call its congregation Beth Shalom. I'm going to read this announcement during the second hour, so I'll give you the information, but you can call 516-569-3600, 516-569-3600. I've been to all their concerts, and every one of them has just been absolute delight. So you can't go wrong, and it's something that I know you've been meaning to go to a cantorial concert, and this is one that you should go to. Again, that's June 9th at 7:45, Congregation Beth Shalom in Lawrence, New York. Okay, so now this is the am I going to call this the non-chazonis chazonis? Jan Pierce with Havdalah.
Oh, schämt, wo sie wo.
I guess you would call that Chazanis, right? I give you that. But let's hear Richard Tucker with certainly non-Chazanis. This is Hava Nagila.
Oh,
Very joyous, huh? Were you singing along with that? Now, when I first got started in this hobby of playing the music in 77, I really didn't know much about Chazanis. I knew nothing about Chazanis. And frankly, I always liked Tucker and Pierce. But as I got more into this, the Mavenum were so critical of me. How could I play them? They were not cantors. So there was always this back and forth battle when and I like Tucker's Kiddush. I've played it many times over the years. You'll hear it in the, if you haven't heard it, I'll be playing it, I'm sure, in the near future. It's just what I like. Okay, it may not be the Nusach, the proper Nusach, and people are angry that they sang at the Metropolitan Opera. And I do run into a problem every so often if there were females in the choir. And but I have to tell you, I was in the car the other day listening to a concert from the 50s, the mid-50s. This is about 10 years before Moshe Koussevitzky died. And not only was he singing with a choir, this was out in the Midwest, at a concert with females, he didn't say Hashem in the prayer. And I get very confused, quite frankly. And it was a beautiful piece, and I wanted to play it on my show. And maybe I will someday, maybe I won't, I don't know. But it gets very, very complicated. Anyway, those are the trials and tribulations of this business, this great business. Okay, let's go to the Rabbi's Sons. This is also from the 80s. Late 70s, early 80s, and we'll hear Hallelujah, the Rabbi's Sons. I thought I was doing such a great job running these controls, and I guess I don't know how I missed the beginning of that. So let's go back to the beginning of a technical problem, okay? A technical problem. Again, this is the Rabbi's Sons with Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, it's Hashem, Kol Goyim, Shal Bechu, Kol Amen, Shal Bechu, Kol Amen. Hallelujah, it's Hashem, Kol Goyim, Shal Bechu, Kol Amen. Hallelujah, Hashem, 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 Hallelujah, Hashem,
that's the Rabbi's Sons. Well, my late mother, Evelyn Perlmutter, was my most ardent fan and my severest critic. And when I had a problem. I only understand a little bit of Yiddish. And she would translate for me, and she would tell me whether a particular song was appropriate to be played on my my program. And unfortunately, a lot of Aaron Lebedoff's selections get a little racy here and there, and I would like to play more Lebedoff. I'll have to have a discussion with some of the Yiddish speakers. I'm going to play a selection of Lebedoff from 1929, Wuskensmach's America. What can you do? This is America. It's 1929 with Alexander Olshanetsky's orchestra, and I hope that what I'm playing is appropriate. I think I'll get some feedback from the Yiddishists in the audience. I hope so.
Keiner merkt jetzt zu kimmen, hab ich kein Mietgesport, hab gedenkt darauf zu werden, in verlosen sich aber. Hab ihr Hand wie schöne Pähe, wie jeder Primerin. Zum Sofern statt an Bord, hab ich dem Pähe solches Lied. Wird ihr mich fragen, steigt, wie kann das sein? Der Terrence, der Fien ist liebe Freunde mein. Was? Can you make it in America? So you land of fitness, I say. What can you make it in America? A file de ride, you got a pony with a guy. As from P.S., so sieht man, bei keinem nicht gespürt, so tragen sich die P.S., alle Mädchen gar. What can you make it in America? Oi, America, what can you make? As though in America is alles in parkert, the Männer, the Schäfer, Sachen, but the Waber, Sprossen, Bär. What can you make it in America? Oi, America, in Polsche, ничего. In Europe macht man Hassene, jinge Mädelach Gorn, in nachher hoffen sie Kinder, wie es Viertag fing zum Jahr. In America is gar anders, man nimmt sich Zeit und Schirr. Mir hat Hassene doch später, nur die Kinder hat man früher. Wenn ihr mich fragen, seid ihr, wie kann das sein? Der Terrence, der Fien ist liebe Freunde mein. Nur was kann ich machen, es ist Amerika. So kann passieren, alles so ich hab. Nur was kann ich machen, es ist Amerika. Also heißt man, sagt doch mit, da jeder sagt. So sieht man zu safen, Expenses auf Gewinn. Der Fahrer macht man die Hassene zusammen mit dem Brief. Nur was can you machen, es ist Amerika. Ui, Amerika, und was can you machen? Hossen Kalle find er hin daheim nur mit geht, ich in dorten, a wiegele mit ein Kind euch ungegräht. Nur was can you make it in America? Oi, America, ich weiß nicht, ich
I don't know. I think there may have been something there I shouldn't have played. But anyway, I'm looking for the feedback. Let's go back to 1967. That was the year the Yiddish are coming. The Yiddish are coming. That was the third album after When Your Love, the Whole World is Jewish, and with Betty Walker. And here is Betty Walker as Madame Bertha. This is the Gypsy Fortune Teller. Time for a little laughter.
The Gypsy Fortune Teller. Hello? Hello? Is the gypsy of the house in?
Hello, sweetheart. I am your friendly neighborhood gypsy. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Madame Beute, internationally famous clairvoyant, fortune teller, mystic, palmist, astrologer, and caterer.
Caterer?
Yeah. On Fridays, I make fortune cookies. Now, how may I sign you with my supernatural powers?
Well, I'm not really sure.
Don't be bashful, darling. I also read cards, tea leaves, bumps on the head, crystal balls, in se habla español.
Well, maybe you can help me. I must contact my dear departed grandmother. Can you hold us youngs and bring her back so that I can talk to her?
Let me ask a question. You got $5?
Yes, I do.
Then I'll get in touch with her immediately.
Could you please hurry, madam? I'm very anxious to speak to my grandmother.
Just a second, lady. After all, I haven't got a direct line. Besides, I haven't summoned the spirits yet. Quiet. Hello?
Granddaughter.
Oh, you've contacted her. You did it. Is that your grandmother?
Yes, it's me, my dear grandchild.
How are you, grandmother?
Very well, thank you.
Is that really your grandmother?
Yes, it's really me.
Then tell me one thing, grandmother.
Anything, my child.
When did you learn to speak English?
When did you learn to speak English? That's great. That really is so great. Betty Walker, and we'll hear more from those albums. As a matter of fact, I'm planning to have a Betty Walker marathon. She has a couple of albums, Hello Seal and Aunt Lena and the Family Circle. And I don't know exactly when I'm going to start it, but it'll be for a period of a couple of months, actually, because I'll play one selection each week. I hope it'll be received well by you. But look, I'm sure you'll let me know. I could always cut it back. Well, in 1980, when I had my program at Seton Hall University, Larry Gordon called me one day and he said, I'd like to bring two young fellas who just came out to the studio to introduce an album. Actually, it was a debut. And in walks Sholem Levin and Moshe Yess, who were the Megama or Megama duo. And let's hear from their first album in 1980. This is Hine Matov.
Hine, take three.
Hine ma tov uma naim shev vetachim gam yachad. Hine ma tov uma naim shev vetachim gam yachad. Hine ma tov shev vetachim gam yachad. Hine ma tov
Hashem v'tachim gam yachad. Hine ma tov u'ma na'im. Hashem v'tachim gam yachad. Hine ma tov u'ma na'im. Shem v'tachim gam yachad. Hine ma tov. Shem v'tachim gam yachad. Hine ma tov. Shem v'tachim gam yachad. Hine ma tov u'ma na'im. Shem v'tachim gam yachad. Shem v'tachim gam yachad. Shem v'tachim gam yachad.
The Megama Duo. Their most famous selection, of course, many of you are familiar with My Zaidi, and I did play that early on, and you'll be hearing that again. My Zaidi, and of course, they have the Prayer Book Blues, and when Moshe Yes recorded without Sholem Levine, I'll be playing some of Moshe Yes's interesting selections. He was quite talented. Both of them were. The first hour will come to a close with Hodu from Dveikus album number 2.
She born a baby.